here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 24th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of St. John of the Cross, born in Spain in 1542. He's the patron saint of mystics, contemplatives, and Spanish poets. Along with St. Teresa of Avila, he worked to reform the Carmelite order. Then, after he was arrested for his attempts at church reform, he was treated brutally, given a public lashing once a week, but he wrote some of his best poetry while imprisoned. He managed to escape and continued to urge reform and to write poetry. Today he is considered one of Spain's great poets, with poems like Spiritual Canticle and Dark Night of the Soul. It's the birthday of the essayist and short story writer Ambrose Bierce, born near Horse Cave Creek, Ohio. He became the second person in his county to volunteer for the Union Army at the outbreak of the Civil War. And he wrote bleak stories about the Civil War, his most famous being An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, about a spy condemned to die by hanging, only to escape when the rope snaps. He runs through the forest, evades enemy gunfire, and eventually finds his way back home. There he is, about to embrace his wife, when he feels a blow on his neck, which is, of course, the noose. It turns out the whole escape was a daydream which took place in the split second before his death. And it's the birthday of Stephen Dunn, born in Forest Hills, New York, in 1939. He published more than 10 books of poetry before his collection, Different Hours, won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001. Dunn found a job as a brochure writer for Nabisco, and for the next 7 years he rose through the ranks of the corporation. He started to worry, though, that he would get stuck in a job doing something he didn't believe in, so he quit, moved to Spain with his wife, and started to write poetry. Stephen Dunn, who said, "It would be a lie to say I must choose between happiness and art. I can live with many things. Just to admit that I've been married for 35 years means that I've experienced joy and diminution and quiet evenings and tumultuous evenings and betrayal and dishonesty and tenderness and withholdings and forgiveness and cowardice and boredom and friendship." And here's a poem by Stephen Dunn on the death of a colleague. She taught theater, so we gathered in the theater. We praised her voice, her knowledge, how good she was with Godot, and just 4 months later with Gigi. She was 50, the problem in the liver. Each of us recalled an incident in which she'd been kind or witty. I told about being unable to speak from my diaphragm, and how she made me lie down, placed her hand where the failure was, and showed me how to breathe. But afterwards, I could only do it when I lay down, and that became a joke between us, and I told it as my offering to the audience. I was on stage, and I heard myself wishing to be impressive. Someone else spoke of her cats, and no one spoke of her face or the last few parties. The fact was, I had avoided her for months. It was a student's turn to speak, a sophomore, one of her actors. She was a drunk, he said, often came to class reeking. Sometimes he couldn't look at her, the blotches, the awful puffiness. And yet she was a great teacher. He loved her, but thought someone should say what everyone knew because she didn't die by accident. Everyone was crying. Everyone was crying, and it was almost over now. The remaining speaker, an historian, said he'd cut his speech short. And the chairman stood up, as if by habit, said something about loss and thanked us for coming. None of us moved, except some students, to the student who'd spoken, and then others moved to him, across dividers, down aisles, to his side of the stage. A poem by Stephen Dunn on the death of a colleague from Landscape at the Edge of the Century, published by Norton, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.